Well, Chris, here we are, 2 weeks until the start of the season. You're back in the British Touring Car Championship. We caught up briefly at Autosport, didn't we? But what's been going on since then?
We've just been busy getting two cars ready to compete in the series this year. It's obviously a massive task over the wintertime, rebuilding the cars and getting them in a position where they're in a fit state to start the season. But yeah, we've been really, really busy. I've been really busy working on my fitness. We've been busy on the marketing side with sponsorship and all that, all those kind of jobs. So yeah, it's I'm looking forward tomorrow to see the cars rolling out with all the sponsors and everything all sitting in place like we've worked so hard over the wintertime to see.
There's so much to do to get those two cars on the grid, isn't there? There's all the things you just mentioned, and I guess a lot of that is falling on your shoulders.
Well, yeah, it's not completely all falling on my shoulders, but you know the guys back in the workshop have worked night and day, you know, and we've only had the cars sort of 4 months. So yeah, some of these teams up and down the paddocks have had the cars 4 and 5 years now, so they know every inch of them. Yeah. But yeah, the guys have really, really worked hard. We've completely updated the whole front of the car. We've put a new front bumper, new aero package on the front. So it'll be interesting to see how that falls out whenever the temperatures get a little bit warmer outside.
Mm. Have you had a chance to get many miles on the clock yet?
Well, we've had 3 days so far. We had the 2 days at Brands and then the 1 day at Croft. But the first day at Brands, we didn't get out early enough on the Tuesday morning. Just with the car being so new and all the commissioning being done with Cosworth and M Sport with the engine and things, we didn't get out until the afternoon. So we've probably done 30 dry laps on the Tuesday. The Wednesday it was wet on the morning, extremely wet, and we got a few laps, and then it didn't really dry up in the afternoon either. So we've probably done in total dry running, I would say 50 laps. So not a lot. We've done a bit in the rain, but yeah, the weather for tomorrow is looking a bit shaky as well, so we'll see what happens.
But we're just looking out of the window here from where we are at Donington Park. It's been hailing this morning, hasn't it? So fingers crossed for some decent running tomorrow. Back into the BTCC with the new hybrid for this season as well, which is this extra boost. What have you made of that so far?
Yeah, it's powerful. Mm. You know, I think you're going to see a massive change in the way the races fall out now. I think the cars with less hybrid are going to struggle. I think the cars with more hybrid you're going to see cars coming from the back to the front, especially now with obviously the hard, the medium, and the soft tire. You know, there's some of the circuits we go to this year that the option is hard, and the running tire of the day is the soft. You know, that is going to be a massive pace difference between those two things. And if you link that up with they're claiming around a 60 horsepower, you know, advantage whenever you hit the button for the hybrid. It's going to make the racing extremely interesting, which I think it needs, because in my memories of the series, the best I think that the racing was 2019. You know, whenever you look back at the cars coming from 15th on the grid to the very, very front, you had the weight, the ballast, you know, the cars at the front at 75 kilos, you had a car coming from 15th with no weight on the soft tire. You know, I think that made the racing extremely interesting. Mm. And that's why people love the BTCC. You know, it's easy to switch on the F1 and fall asleep, but this is what people want to watch. They want to watch exciting racing. And in days gone past, you weren't actually sure who was going to win the race. Even if you qualified on pole, it didn't mean that you were going to win. Yeah. So I think that's very, very important for the formula, for the fans at home to see an interesting race and different brands and different teams and different manufacturers winning.
Yeah, you've been away from this paddock for a couple of years or so, but you must have been keeping an eye on what's been going on. Now you're back in it and you've had some test days, you've caught up with some old rivalries and old friends that are here. Have you noticed a change coming back into the BTCC?
You forget how heavily followed it is. You know, you do forget that, because it's you go away from it for a few years and you do other things and you come back to it again. You do forget how heavily followed it is and the following it does have, which is great. You know, it's arguably the biggest event for four wheels in the UK, and you know, with the ITV coverage, it's fantastic. You know, social media and all these things now, it's very, very easy for people to give their opinions and what to think, but still there's no argument today that it's the biggest and best in the UK.
You're going to want to be quick off the mark and on the pace from the get-go here at Donington. Does it make sense to also, in the back of your mind, say, look, there's a learning curve to go through for, say, the first half of the season or for this season and prep for next season, maybe?
Yeah, I'm under no illusions. I know how tough it is. You know, I've done six and a half or seven seasons or whatever it is, I'm under no illusions how tough it is and how, you know, you come in qualifying, you're 3/10 off pole and you're not inside the top 10. That's close. So, yeah, I definitely think that we have a bit of learning to do. Me getting back into the swing of the cars again, the team on getting most out of the car. And I think ultimately the hybrid thing is a big unknown for everyone, and the new qualifying format, which I think is actually good for us in a way, because it's not the normal 30-minute session, you know, get out and get on with it, guys. It's broke up into different segments, and, you know, you sort of have to, it's like Q1, Q2, you know, you sort of have to earn your way up in there, which, you know, on a day like today where it could be raining and the next minute it could be dry, it could lead for, you know, some interesting grids throughout the season.
You're bringing back a lot of experience into the championship from your own personal challenges over the last couple of years or more, as you say, the six seasons that you previously did. Your teammate Scott, who's just behind you having his photograph taken actually, he's new to the series. He's going to be looking up to you, I guess, in the team.
Yeah, I think the BTCC needs teams like us, who are small independent teams, who bring in, you know, new drivers. You know, Scott's 19 years of age, you know, it's good prospect for the series. You know, it's good for people at home seeing a new young driver coming up through. And especially for me now, you know, I'm 32 years of age now. I used to be the youngest one on the grid. I'm not the youngest one anymore. So
how does that feel?
It's only a number, so I don't feel it. I don't think about those things. But I think the last few years I've actually developed quite a lot as a person and a driver. So I'm looking forward to come back again and, you know, and see how we go now.
Interesting you mentioned that about you've changed as a driver. How do you think you've changed? Is it your racecraft? Is it your mental approach? What's the difference?
I just think whenever you're in the series for 6 years and you're caught up amongst it, it's very hard to look back at yourself and say, what do I need to do to make myself better here?
Yeah.
You know, and I think whenever you go away and, you know, we won the TCR UK championship, which isn't the same level as this, but it still is a tough championship, you know, to get the grips off. And yeah, I think you sort of look at yourself and you say, well, listen, I didn't do that right. You know, how can I improve those things?
Yeah.
So, for us to be back now, we're in control of our own destiny now, which is good. You know, we don't have anyone as such telling us what to do, which is great.
That's a good place to be, isn't it?
Yes.
I guess it also means there's nobody to blame.
Well, you know, I'm not really a blamer. You know, if things don't go our way, it's, you know, it's somebody's fault, and it's either the driver's fault or the team's fault. But I think at the end of the day, motorsport's a team sport, and, you know, and you have good weekends and you have bad weekends. But I'm excited to be back, and I'm really looking forward to, you know, racing against these guys again and seeing where we stand up in the big old world of the BTCC.
Well, let's hope you have more good weekends than bad weekends. It's great to see you back in the series. Have a great season. Just before I let you go, we always have a bit of fun at the beginning of the season. You have to choose two numbers between 1 and 5, and that'll determine the two final questions I ask you.
Two.
What other sports are you good at, or would you like to be good at?
What other sports am I good at? Well, I think I'm good at pool, but I'm not really. And I like my fitness, so I do a bit of CrossFit.
Okay, that's good. And another number between 1 and 5?
We'll go for 4, like the even numbers.
4. Which would you prefer to be, rich or famous?
I prefer to be rich.
Fair enough.
Because if you're not really that bothered if someone knows me, I'd rather have a few quid.
Chris, really good to see you. Have a great season. Thank you.
Thank you.